Let's go to Joe in Metairie. Hey, Joe, you're on WWL.
Yeah, Scoot. I wanted to say when Trump was in office, the border was safe, no wars.
Yeah, but how was your? I'm asking the question. How was your life worse when Trump was president? I mean, how was your life better when Trump was president? Why is it worse now?
It was better because the whole country was better. My life.
No, I don't want to know. Don't tell me about the country.
More,
I want
wait,
you to.
No,
I want you to tell me about you.
Black people.
Well, tell me about
than,
you.
Than Obama did in 8 years.
Okay, tell me
my
what he did.
My life was better because things were safer.
Okay, what? Okay, so you think
things were cheaper?
Well, wait, but. Well, Joe, let's talk about this, okay? You feel like you were safer when Trump was president than you are now.
Yeah, the border I'm talking about.
Well, when is an illegal come in contact with you?
True.
When has an
do
illegal
you agree
Joe
with letting all
no,
the illegals
Joe,
in like that?
No, of course not. When we've talked about this, of course I don't. When has an illegal come in contact with you?
When has an illegal come in contact with me?
When has an illegal immigrant come in contact with you?
Never.
Okay. Thank you. So the border's not really the issue that you make it out to be. It's bad. It needs to be controlled, but the border's
it's
not...
It's an issue for the people
but,
who lost their children
but, understand
being
but,
murdered
but
by
the border,
them. It's an issue to
but,
them.
But the border's not an issue to you personally because you've never come in contact with an illegal immigrant. What else was better for you when Trump was president?
I just finished telling you. I mean, I know that time you head off on vacation, I thought you'd come back with your brain working a little bit better.
Okay. Well, Joe, listen.
Things were safer.
Tell me what you think Trump is gonna do if he's elected. How's he going to make your life better?
He's gonna stop the people coming over the border.
Okay, but you've already told us.
He's going to get rid of all illegals in the country.
All right, you've already told us that no.
That's a major thing.
You've already told us that no illegal has ever come in contact with you, ever.
No, and none has come in contact with you either.
Okay,
and a lot of other people who live in this country.
But I'm not making the argument.
The illegals, they kill the people's children.
Yeah.
How you think they feel?
Well, how do you think about the people who are suffering because an American citizen killed their loved ones? They feel the same way. What about those people? What about the people killed by Americans?
Yeah, but this is Joe Biden. Let these people in for no reason at all. I mean, it's
no.
Ridiculous.
He let them in. He let them in because he wants
Harris.
Them. No, he's letting all the illegals in because he wants them to vote for him. They're going to all vote for him. The more illegals that come in,
well,
the more illegals are going to vote for.
That's what the Republicans
right.
don't want. And that's what
that's
the,
right.
the Democrats that's got any sense don't want.
You don't want the illegals voting for Joe Biden.
No, I don't want them voting for nobody.
Well,
I want them back
it.
In their country.
They're gonna vote for Joe Biden, and they're going to put him in office. And I don't know if you can do anything about that, Joe. They're going to go to the voting polls.
But I mean, that's a sad thing.
It is, isn't it? It's sad when those illegals put somebody in office.
Yeah, can I say one other thing
that you were talking about for a couple of weeks? Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about James Carville.
Okay.
He was interviewed by Sean Hannity and by somebody on CNN the other day. He was making fun of RFK, making fun of the man's looks, a goofy looking fool like that making fun of somebody.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
What do you look like, Joe? Describe yourself to me. You a handsome guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Nobody'd make fun of your looks?
No.
You make fun of the way I look?
Anybody makes fun of you? I don't know what you look like, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to make fun of you.
Yeah. All right. Well, Joe, just remember, we've got to close the border because the illegals are going to go to the polls and they're going to vote for Joe Biden. You know that, don't you?
Well, that's what I want to stop.
Okay. We got to stop that, Joe. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to try to stop that with you, okay? Because they're coming over to vote.
So that means you're going to vote for Trump.
They're coming over to vote for Joe Biden.
No, I don't want to know. You're going to vote for Trump to stop it?
I don't.
Because if you vote for Kamala, you ain't going to stop it.
I don't ever tell anybody who I vote for.
I know you keep saying you're independent, but I'd love to see your voting cards.
Yeah. Well, it's none of your business. I mean, that's something I just professionally have never done.
No, but I'll keep saying you're independent when you talk like Kamala.
Yeah. Well, I try not to talk about
Carville making fun of FK? What you think about it?
Well, I mean, I think James Carville's pretty weird looking. So I don't think he should be making fun of RFK.
He's got a hell of a nerve, that goofball.
Yeah, but Joe, look, we got to make sure, I mean, because those illegals, you know, the Democrats are going across the border and they're bringing them across to vote for Biden. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Joe, listen, I really appreciate the call.